Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department made an arrest in what it calls the ambush-style murder of a deputy. Sheriff Robert Luna identifying the suspect as 29-year-old Kevin Salazar.
Investigators recovered numerous firearms and the vehicle of interest that was depicted in the flyer that we put out yesterday at our press conference.
So far, there's no motive for the murder. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the UN confirming seven Americans detained by Iran, five of them prisoners, are on their way home.
For today, for this moment, it's very good to be able to say that our fellow citizens are free.
They're expected in the U.S. later today. No signs of a breakthrough on the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's Big Three. Bill Maher has delayed the return of his HBO talk show as strikes by writers and actors continue. This is ABC News. A new updated COVID-19 vaccine recommended for everyone 6 months and older is now approved by the FDA. And starting today, it's being made available in at least one major pharmacy.
Walgreens announcing people can now schedule appointments for the updated COVID booster at their stores nationwide. While the government's no longer covering the cost, the two updated COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna will be available to most people free of cost, says the CDC, through their health insurance companies, as well as Medicaid and Medicare. And Walgreens says it's among the pharmacies participating in the CDC's Bridge Access Program, providing the COVID vaccine to the uninsured and underinsured. Dave Packer, ABC News.
An Oregon judge is hearing arguments in a trial which will decide whether a gun control law violates the state's constitution. Measure 114, which narrowly passed last year, requires anyone who wants to buy a gun to first complete a safety course in order to obtain a permit. The law has been tied up in federal and state court since it passed in November. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. An escaped prisoner from Sanger B. Powers Correctional Center in Wisconsin has been arrested. Law enforcement authorities say 38-year-old Dustin Bone of Oneida, Wisconsin, was arrested in Alexandria, Virginia on Friday. According to the Alexandria Police Department, license plate reading technology was used to find the car Bone allegedly stole and drove out east in his escape attempt. Bone was arrested without incident and is being held in a detention center until he can be extradited back to Wisconsin. After a judge ruled that Wisconsin's 1849 law does not apply to voluntary abortion last week, Planned Parenthood is set to resume abortion services in the state today. It'll be the first time since June of 2022 that Planned Parenthood provides abortion services in the state after the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in their Dobbs decision. Pro-choice and pro-life organizations are preparing for the resumption of abortions, with Planned Parenthood hiring top security professionals in anticipation of backlash. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
DeVette.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Patrick here. By the way, is there anything more predictable than the same exact Republicans who, when Brittany Griner was being held by the Russians, were like, give them whatever they want. Get her back here at all costs. We don't need Maine. Give them Maine. You know, that sort of thing, to all of a sudden now this morning with the Iranian hostages. Why did you let you should have left them rotting in a jail in Iran. That's what you should have done. Yeah. Is there anything more predictable? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. How was your weekend there, Patrick? Anything exciting and new on the horizon?
It was actually very, very busy. There was a hockey tournament up in Blaine, so I was there Saturday afternoon into Saturday night, and then I was back there yesterday morning into the late afternoon.
Oh, I got to tell you, you had sports weekend. I had a little sports weekend too. As you can see by my shirt here, which I'm on the Disto cam, is right now we lost the local cam, the Disto cam. Basically, I was at the University of Minnesota Duluth football game this weekend. I went up to Duluth. My daughter is at UMD, and we had some advice from parents who had been there for Parents Weekend, which comes up, I believe, in October. And they said the same thing. They said, it's really busy. It's real expensive. It's a wait to get into every place. You want to try to find a different weekend. So we actually went up this last weekend, which was great. I mean, the temperature was perfect. I went on out there. Patrick, can I tell you, it has been 20 plus years since I was at a football game where the team that I was there rooting for dominated. I mean, I used to, a long time ago in a radio life, long, long ago, I was working for the flagship for the Iowa State Cyclones down in Ames and Des Moines, Iowa, KASI. And so I would go out to those games and occasionally, and sometimes I was running the board for the station and stuff like that. But occasionally I would go on out to those games and enjoy those games. And occasionally, in a rare time, the Iowa State Cyclones would actually win. And win convincingly occasionally. Wow, miracle of the ages. This UMD program they've got up there. First of all, I find it comical anytime anyone ever makes that comment. That high school team could beat a college team. What would be the over-under on the best high school team in Minnesota facing off against UMD and just UMD unloading on them? I'm going to guess 150-0 would be the final score with a bunch of crying high school kids. That would be my guess. Have you seen any of the University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldog football program?
I have not really paid that much attention to them other than, you know, the news that comes across the wire, usually at the end of the season when it looks like they might make a run toward a championship.
I got shock for everyone out there because, I mean, if you are a Minnesota football fan, you're about to hear something that's going to be shocking. There's a team in Minnesota that's 3-0. I know. I watched our Bulldogs take down Sioux Falls, the Fighting Loners. MAGAs? I don't know. What are they called out of Sioux Falls? Panthers? Are they the Panthers? They're purple.
I'd have to check into that.
They're purple. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they could just be a bunch of Vikings fans who are lost and deranged after this last 2 weeks and just found their way into the UMD stands. That's what I could be. But University of Sioux Falls, that actually was an entertaining game, too. They were up, 21-0. They all said it was 21-14. They were getting close. Started kind of doing a back and forth. Good fun. Needless to say, go Bulldogs. They get the win. Nice job. there's a few players on that team. I'm kind of like, okay, why aren't you at? Why aren't you playing for the Gophers? I mean, there's one or two players on that team that were actually pretty good. And I understand that there is a, you know, there, you know, the teams that they get are the teams that they get, and they get recruited and they get there. But I got to tell you, I'm not a sports guy. I am just a regular guy like you. I live in Hopkins. I got three kids. Most of my life is not paying attention to sports. Occasionally the Twins. They're my weakness. And I'm kind of sweating this postseason. But that being said, I'm like everyone else. You pay attention. Even most of us even know who wins, who loses, that sort of thing. Going to the Vikes game in the first week against Tampa, and they lost that game, and I just said, oh, they're going to lose this game. Because I've watched this team for 50 years of my life, and I could see that train coming. It was such a unique experience to go to a team and watch a team that's not losing, that actually is favored to win games, and then in goes and does it. It was very interesting. Got there, the band is outside. I mean, it's not the biggest program. I'm not going to, you know, lie. It's you know, I think the University of Minnesota Duluth enrollment's like 10,000. So it's, you know, about a fifth of the size of the University of Minnesota. It's got a good feel, though. It's got that football feel. Although the food selection, you guys need to do a little bit better on that. There is like one booth of food. And I like barbecue nachos like the next guy. Ugh. Oh, God. You might want to sell some Tums there, too, just FYI. Boy, that doesn't look like that's ever been cheese in that cheese sauce. sort of thing. I did appreciate the free onions, though. Free onions are always a nice little option. I always like free sauerkraut, free onions. You've got a friend in me. Now, that being said, it was a good experience. Got there, the marching band is outside, and says, oh, there's a marching band. They had all the little, you know, helmet, the things with the feathers out of them, and they're, you know, playing the rouser and all that good stuff. Cheer squad is there dancing. Hello, ladies. Hi there. Going into the stadium, it's a decent-sized stadium. It's mostly general admission seats. So I'm sitting on the bleachers. Yeah, you know how, you know, it kind of gets a little bit, you know. On Sunday, my back was a little bit off because I was sitting in the bleachers for 3 hours. Entertaining game. It was a little hard to watch. So we were sitting there, not at center field. We were at the 40-yard line on kind of where the offense, whenever after they got done with an offensive series, the offense would, you know, get together and they'd talk about it. I was able to watch, kind of so see the UMD football team. I can't tell you how many guys had leg braces on, man. Leg casts. Oh, I feel for you. I have a daughter that has. I got a replacement hip. I had a daughter that had torn ACLs. I feel for you guys, man. All my best. I hope. I mean, and this goes for anyone that's playing sports. Heal if you're injured. I hope you heal. All my best on that. But it was wild watching 1, 2, 3, 4. I think we kind of like 12 guys with leg braces and casts on. It was enjoyable. It was enjoyable. And you know what I didn't have to hear was about how we had to build them a 40,000-seat stadium. It was a good team that's out there playing. Gorgeous day, too. I couldn't beat the weather. That was really nice. Little nip of fall in the air, but not too bad. Beautiful, beautiful Duluth there on display. And they won. And it was a reminder that of me, because it's been so long, that it can be fun to go to these football games. It actually can be. I can't imagine it's too much fun when you're paying $400 a ticket to go to a Vikes game. I mean, the Gophers. Hey, I like the Gophers. I mean, as a matter of fact, I like college football. But, you know, did anyone really think the Gophers were going to beat North Carolina? Of course not. You were saying, well, they pull up the upset. And that's what everyone was saying. No one was going into that game saying, that's going to be a Gopher win. No one was saying that. because that's kind of what the rest of these things are like. It's really wild to go to a team that's had a consistent history of winning and watch them go and indeed win with some decent players. And UMD, I'm going to praise, I'm going to spend the first half hour here of the show praising Duluth a lot, because it was not only that, was they were talking about the UMD volleyball team, who's eighth in the nation. I think that's Division IIA, Division II. They're the number eight team in the nation and winning with fairly good consistency. During the game, they brought out the men's and women's basketball team. The first time, I think, at UMD, the women went to the national championship game last year. The men made it to the Sweet 16 and lost in the first round of the Sweet 16 on Division II. winning program. My God, what is this? This doesn't happen in Minnesota. This is not this happiness after game day? What is that? I'm here supposed to be thinking about what park I'm going to go hike in, or what art museum I'm going to go to, or what concert I'm going to do. I'm not supposed to care about the teams. By the way, also Veterans Day, they did a jet flyby, man. How cool is that? All of a sudden, my youngest daughter was right next to me, and I Albert, I said, here you go. Here come four jets come flying right over. Three of the pilots made it out to the game, too, and showed us they were wearing the Bulldog gear. Nice to see you. Thank you for your service. I mean, as an Army guy, I could rip on you Air Force guys all day long, but I'm not going to, because it was a lovely flyover on Veterans Day. I really enjoyed myself. And I keep saying to myself, and I'm wearing now a shirt that's Gopher Football on it, and on the back, it's got all the games. I've already looked at the games. I'm like, maybe I drive up. It's a two-hour drive. Drive up. Go catch a game, because I can get it when it's a winning program. This town sucks for sports. I mean, Lynx, nice job there. You got a chance at going to the second round there to get torpedoed and buzzsawed in the second round. But, you did what you needed to do. You got a win on the road. Nicely done. I'm cheering for the Lynx. But everyone else in this town sucks. I mean, they just do. There's no chance. There's not the championship. There's nothing. There's just not. And, as we as taxpayers, I have a very hard time when the same exact people who scream at me about a $10,000 tax going to help out the Guthrie Theater or the MIA or the Wiseman Art Museum, and talking about wasting my taxpayer dollars on that namby-pamby art, who all of a sudden come up to you, $2 billion is a great investment in a sports team stadium that we're just going to give the keys right to a billionaire. Well, this is good investment. No, it's not. It's not. The University of Minnesota Duluth might actually do something I didn't think was actually possible as I get ready to turn 55 here next month. And it might actually redeem sports for me. It might actually make me say, yeah, you know what? There's value here. Because you know what? I'm now a fan. And that's, I have no problem saying that. And I have no problem saying I'm a fan because I have watched so much crap football and crap sports while I'm having to pay outrageous prices. I don't even want to talk about how much money I had to pay for a lemonade and a one meal at the U.S. Bank Stadium. A lemonade, not a beer, a lemonade and one meal to watch that team lose No, I didn't think I could have my faith in sports redeemed until I went to a University of Minnesota Duluth football game. And UMD, I'm a fan, man. I'll be, I know that you stream your games live on your website. I know that you air them locally up there, but may I ask the metro area, why don't you guys pick up that broadcast? Because you know what? It'd be nice to see a winning program on the on television on a Saturday. I'm just saying. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. And I like the Gophers, but at the same time, I haven't felt this optimistic. I'm actually excited about UMD football. I really am. But sports aside, I got to praise Duluth a lot when I come on back. A lot when I do come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our live call-in talk show airing every Saturday from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights you need to know to live and age well. Each week, we talk with guests who provide answers to important questions regarding healthcare, elder care, end-of-life care, and self-care for caregivers, and help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one on AM 950 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Say you miss me, say you want to kiss me.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's Matt McNeil Show. I will say this, and this Rochester, do not take this as a slight. I love your town, too. Rochester's great, but Duluth is, after my weekend up there, man, that is my favorite town outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul in the city, in this state, rather, I should say. Patrick, you go up there. Do you go? How often do you get up to Duluth?
Well, every couple of months. I also lived there during college, so I kind of have a pretty good knowledge of the area.
That Duluth Grill, man. Holy God. I tried the dill pickle serrano hot sauce. Dear Lord, is that delicious. It's got some heat, folks. Just FYI. That's the thing which a lot of you people go to the Duluth Grill. It's an hour wait. You know, it's an hour wait if you're lucky. And I got in there, hands down the best biscuits and gravy I've ever had in my life. And I, as a man who's eaten biscuits and gravy throughout the South, it's better than theirs. I'm not joking. That is not a joke. That is not a lie. It's better. It's unbelievably better. I can't even believe I'm saying that, but it's true. Duluth for a long time. I mean, I'd gone down to Duluth for many, many years. I've spent a lot of time up the range, and my dad would come on down to Duluth. He went to high school there, and God, I remember the downtown when it was bad. The downtown was bad for a long time, man. Anything on Superior Street and stuff like that, it was rough. I remember the east side of town, excuse me, the west side of town, the west side of town being kind of like a demilitarized zone out there, kind of this industrial wasteland. You could film like a Terminator movie out there. That's where you find Duluth Grill now, and that's absolutely cute. There's a lot of cute stores, a lot of cute restaurants over there. Of course, Canal Park is always a hoot. That's as good of a tourist destination as you will find in Minnesota. I would make an argument. It's basically as vibrant and lively on a Saturday night when I was down there
as any place I've seen in the cities. It you know, and that's something that a lot of cities just don't have, is they don't have that tourist oomph. And they got it there in Duluth. But I got to say, I just was so impressed with how things are there. And I don't know if they ever really, maybe my perception was off. And that, because you do have a fairly large college there. And well, two colleges, St. Scholastica is up there. I guess Lake Superior State is up there as well. So I guess we can mention them. But they have a fairly decent college base. And when you have something like that, it's never really going to get extremely destitute. You're always going to have something. But there were a lot of lean years. Let's not make mistakes. But, of course, we talked about the New York Times article about Duluth from, 4 or 5 months ago, where it talked about it's becoming a hot place for people to move to. It's got a real, as I say this on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, dude, that town's got a progressive vibe like the most leftist parts of the city. And it is abrupt. You get to the top of that hill and all of a sudden you can see it going from deep blue to red fairly quickly once you move across. By the time you get to the airport or so, you're really into a magenta at best. It really is a liberal haven. Yeah, I mean, it is remarkable how that town has come back. I still think it's also one of the most picturesque places in the state. You can't really get a bad shot of anything down by the shoreline. It really is that good. And then the restaurants. I mean, the restaurants, that's one of the crazy parts, is it has become a real foodie kind of town. And that's a good thing, man. That's a good thing. Plus, there's lots of things to do. We didn't get a chance to go to the haunted ship that's out there. You know, the one that got the who wants to go on a grain hauler? Oh boy, it's haunted. Well, yeah, with the souls of a lot of the sailors there. Yeah. I can't say that my cousin actually is a captain on one of the Great Lakes steam ore ships. So I can't say that. But it is, I didn't have a chance to do that. They have some sort of circus thing that's up there by the mall. Did you see that? The fantasy circus. I'm going to guess it's kind of maybe, you know, a lot, you know, it's like Cirque du Soleil only with more piercings. I guess that would be my guess. You have no idea, Ben.
I actually have not heard about this.
It's up there. You go on the one road, 149 that goes out, 53, 449 that goes out towards the airport. You know, it's in one of their parking lots out there.
Okay, yeah, I'd have to check to see what's up with that.
Yeah, I didn't get to do that, but it was nice, and it was just beginning to get a little bit of that color of fall in there on the leaves. If you go in the next week or 2 weeks, I think Duluth is going to be spectacular. It was actually quite pretty once you got inland, once you got south of Cloquet on 35 down to probably about mile marker 190. There were some stretches there which were really nice, which I imagine even today are even prettier. So if you're looking for a fall drive, you can head north on 35 and you're going to find some nice stuff up there. But what is nice to see is seeing a town that for a lot of my life has not been getting the best breaks. Now starting to lap a lot of other places. Construction needs to be worked on. Sweet Lord, why are you constructing every major road in your town at once? That's not a good idea. That being said, I did enjoy going to Duluth, and I'm going to go back again. And I'm going to go and enjoy it again. I'm going to get the biscuits and gravy again. Holy God, was that good. But, I mean, if you haven't been up there, you got 2 weeks here with probably the leaves in prime condition. Go up. Go get some food. Go see how good it has become. And the nice thing is, yeah, it's a little bit of driving for the day, but if you leave early on a weekend morning, you can get up there, can spend the whole day, come on back. You don't even need to stay at a hotel room. That's one of the nice things about Duluth. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When I do come back, I do have to talk about a social dilemma I had at Blackwoods up there on Saturday night. And just, I'll explain in a second and get your thoughts on, were we out of line? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on a Monday right here on AM 950.
Did you know there are easy ways to support your child's brain development during their critical early years from age 0 to 3? Little Moments Count is a website which provides tools to help parents engage in simple, everyday activities like talking, playing, reading, and singing with their children. Visit littlemomentscount.org for resources and support in giving your child a strong foundation for a lifetime of learning. That's littlemomentscount.org. littlemomentscount.org.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, are we living in a simulation?
What if all this is fake? This table, this chair, even this Josh.
How would we know either way?
Maybe there would be telltale signs, like those glitches in the Matrix when things repeat themselves.
And maybe there would be telltale signs, like those glitches in the Matrix when things repeat themselves.
Are we living in a simulation? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP or snapconstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune in to Rotary's influential show and podcast, sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
We bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine today with a high of 76, then tonight partly cloudy with a low of 59. Gotcha Mama's Hot Barbecue offers the huge taste of selections like baby back ribs and pulled pork sandwiches out of a little place. Gotcha Mama's is located just a block west of I-35W off of West Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
This military update from Joint Base Charleston. We're working with MCA Beaufort, South Carolina, to locate an F-35 that was involved in a mishap this afternoon. The pilot ejected safely, you know, a mishap. If you have any information that might be help us find our missing F-35, please call Base Defense Operations at 843-963-3600. That's 843-963-3600. Let me just check. I do not see the F-35 here in the studio. An extensive search has been made.
I don't know. There was a very loud noise made just a few minutes ago.
Well, that was me punching Brett. yeah, get a little lippy with me sometimes. Sorry. No, Brett's a sweetheart. I love these guys. They do. They're fantastic producers. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Okay, so it's time for Was Matt Wrong? And it's always a fun thing when I get to go into this kind of thing. So we go to the football game. After the game, we walk around the campus a little bit. We go check into our hotel room pricey. And then we head on out to dinner. And if you know the Blackwoods Grill, that you've been down to Blackwoods Grill?
Yeah, the one on the end of 35.
Yep, right there. Next to that water park. Holy God, I don't even want to get into the stories on that water park. But no, the Blackwoods is there, and they have my daughter's favorite thing to get in any restaurant ever is the chicken pot pie there. So I had no choice, but we were going. Had actually a delightful little meal there. The Swedish meatballs, that's something to write home about, man. That's some good stuff.
I think the last time I was there, not to keep this discussion going too much, I think I had the steak and potatoes or something.
No, we can keep this discussion going. It's steak and potatoes. This is a nice choice, my friend. How do you get it? Medium, rare? What's your choice?
I'm a medium guy. Rare is a little bit too chewy.
Okay, you're off the show.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good rest of your lives.
Oh, no, that would be my dad. That's a little of my dad coming out, by the way. It's like, medium. That's not how you're meant to eat that. Anyway, that aside, and no, my Swedish meatballs were not done medium rare. That's not how that goes. So we are there. It's me, my wife, my two daughters, and we're having fun. This is a fairly loud restaurant. And, you know, we're reliving things. The kids are asking us stories about their younger. And, you know, my one daughter's, you know, 19. My other daughter's 16. My wife and I, we're there. We're in a room with other people. They're making noise. We're making noise. And my kids were laughing, and they're laughing pretty hard. Now, at no point has a staff member or a waiter or a waitress, no point have they come up to us and they said, hey, you know, we're getting some claims. Could you please get a little quieter? Nothing like that. No. We weren't outrageous. We're not like that one woman doing the IHOP pancake dance, you know, we're not setting up cameras and stuff. It's just, it's a fun family get together and it's celebrating our family. As a matter of fact, it was a little bit, my daughter's birthday happened a few weeks ago. And so we had one more gift for her. And so it was a nice little family get together and it's nice to see my daughter. About halfway through our meal, there was a couple that was sat next to us. Now, it's not like some of these restaurants where you're literally climbing over other people's tables to get to your seats. You know, I can't stand that way. They have the tables so close together. And there's some space between the tables here. It's not like everyone's jammed in there. And, you know, so they are there and they're having a nice get together and we're having fun and we're laughing. And apparently we were laughing too loud because I caught out of the corner of my eye the guy whose back was to us. At one point kind of, you know, turn doing this. And I'm like, is there something wrong? Is his jacket? He's wearing flannel. I mean, it was a warmer day, but I mean, you know, to each their own. You know, he's kind of. So I kind of start paying attention to that table because they caught my eye. We order some dessert. We're having dessert, and we're talking about something, and you know, and yeah, just we're having a good time. And can I just tell you how this is a sign for me of success that I've been doing things right, that my family likes getting together and we have fun and we laugh and we giggle and we talk and it's not seven of us staring at phones. It's actual conversation and actual, you know, being a family. And I love that. And the fact that my kids are laughing and having a good time, and I had them going pretty good. I was cracking a few jokes. And so they were laughing pretty good. And then came my one daughter, my youngest daughter, started laughing really hard. And that's when I paid attention to that other table. And the woman who was facing us, I could see, she just kind of puts her silverware down and she does this wide-eyed look. Now, once again, we are not so loud that wait staff and management or anything is like that's coming over telling us we need to be quiet. Nothing like that ever happened. But it just, my daughter laughed and laughed loudly because she was having a good time. And clearly, this couple, hey, I've been in that restaurant when it's been relatively quiet. I've been in that restaurant when it's been relatively loud. So I don't know. I mean, maybe they just hadn't been there and they thought it was this, you know, kind of, you know, heavy end, fancy schmancy, quiet sort of, you know, no one gets too loud sort of thing. And she was, you could tell she was upset. And she puts her silverware down. And this is when I get my first look at the guy who is beat red with anger because there's a family that's actually making noise at the table next to them while they're trying to eat. And he spins around and the other way, and he and I catch eye contact for a quick second, and you can just see that, you know, he's just this pent up, you know, passive aggressive Northern Minnesota Swede heritage, you know, don't you know that you're not supposed to be seen or heard by anyone but yourself? That sort of thing. And I did something, and to a point, I regret doing this because I don't care. I mean, I care. I don't want to be a jerk. But we hadn't done anything. You know, it's like I said, no one had, we were having fun. The kids were laughing. We were having a good time. And I told the kids, I said, hey, guys, we're clearly upsetting this couple over here. And, you know, we don't want to upset them. We don't want to bother them. You know, let's be quiet. To which then came what I don't think they were wanting, which is basically complete silence from the table. And I basically made sure I said this loud enough to where they could hear it. That they were, you know, clearly they're not upset with us being. And so there was just this quiet. And you could tell, at least for her, that almost kind of bugged her more than us making noise. The fact that we were all now quiet and all kind of all at times watching them to make sure they didn't get upset. And I don't know if they, you know, if that's, they felt like they, you know, got success or vindication or, you know, this was just fine. Good. We came here to not communicate with anyone, just stare quietly at each other and that's that. Fine. But I really kind of, I'm kind of upset with myself that I said that to my kids. I am. I am kind of upset because I'm having fun with my kids. And, you know, my kids, like I said, my oldest is 22. He wasn't up there. But my two daughters are 19 and 16 now. I got 2 years at home with the youngest one, and then she's off to college. And, you know, I can already see with my son, you know, he's a man now. He's going out to lead his own life. He's a senior at the U of M, and so he's going to go off and do his own thing. So you kind of cherish these things. You don't have it. I've got neighbors who are behind me who have kids who are young, who are, I'm going to guess, 6 and younger. And there is something just joyful for me and my wife to listen to these kids squealing as they play with each other on their trampoline in the backyard with each other, and the dynamics of the kids, and they're having fun. And I enjoy it. But at the same time, my wife actually went up to them and talked about how much she enjoyed hearing their kids play and have fun. And the dad apparently said something to the effect of, oh, well, there are some neighbors who have actually said that they want our kids to be quiet, that's just too much. Now, it's not like the kids are outside playing at 10 o'clock at night, but they are kids. I don't know. I would you have kind of quieted your family down? I mean, once again, no one had come from the restaurant, no waiter or waitress. As a matter of fact, when the waitress came on over, she seemed to be very much enjoying serving our table. She saw we were having a good time. At no point did anyone say you're being too loud or anything like that. Should I have said something to my kids and my wife and, you know, just say, should we have stopped having our fun because there were two people there that clearly were upset at us having fun?
I'll say I can't really answer this for a couple of questions. One, I don't have kids. The other one is that I was not there, so I can't really, because from what you're saying, I don't think you did anything wrong, yeah. But I was not there, so I can't really say, you know, I mean, now this is not an offense to your family, but, you know, teen girls are going to kind of do teen girl stuff as well. And, you know, that's just kind of a thing that happens in life. It's okay. I don't really have a problem with that.
Well, I did. Okay. So what I told my daughters was this: when it comes to my funeral, okay, I'm going to create some, you know, I'm going to fix the coffin to where there's a springboard underneath, and that at some point during the service, someone, I'm going to have someone say, he has risen. And no one's going to know this, but the lid of the coffin is going to pop up and the springboard's going to thrust me into the air, arms flapping, legs flapping, back down into the coffin. Now, apparently my kids thought this was hilarious. But that was apparently, you know, fun and excitement and you know, planning my funeral, not nearly as much fun for other people. That being said, you're right, and it's fair, you know. I've thought about that. Was I out of line? I don't think we were. There's two other tables that were there, and we were hearing them talk and stuff. I just think that they wanted to kind of go on out for a private dinner, and they didn't, you know, they any noise at all was not going to be good. But at the same time, I don't want to be a jerk. That's why I did say to my kids, hey, all right, we've had our fun. Let's be quiet and let's all stare at them. I didn't say that. I did start making funny faces at my daughters where, Dad, stop it. You know, they're trying to, you know, but I don't know. I think that if you are going to a high-end restaurant, if you are going to a really high-end restaurant that's known for romantic get-togethers and stuff like that, yeah, I would say we were probably too loud for that. But at the place we were at, I didn't get the vibe that was. I mean, for goodness sakes, there's a bar that's as loud as it gets in there. You can hear that everywhere you go in there. The place is loud. So I don't know. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to be someone who is, you know, kind of inconsiderate. But at the same time, it did bug me a lot to have to quiet my family down when we hadn't done anything wrong and we were having a good time just because, I don't know, repressed emotions from generations of Northern Minnesota life. I don't know. But it clearly was, you know, the look of hate when she put her silverware down when my daughter was left, the look of hate in her face. But like I said, did it do that much for you? When all of a sudden we're all quiet and we're all not saying anything and we're all kind of, you know, on eggshells around you guys because you guys are the fun police. I don't think you don't know what you asked for. And then all of a sudden you got it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, you know, it's not that we're telling you not to talk, but you kind of were. And so, yeah. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Matt is in Minneapolis. Let's take his phone call. Welcome on in, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Hey, so in my profession, we have this training that we take. It's called ICRA, and it's for, like, sensitive situations, like going into a hospital and whatnot. And they train us to just kind of be aware of, you know, other people that are in, you know, sensitive type scenarios, like, because we just never know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm willing to bet that these people, whatever they were going through, brought it into the restaurant with them, and it had nothing to do with what you were doing, that they were just in a solemn place from whatever had happened. But, like, I don't know. I mean, there's kind of, like, there's two parts to it. I mean, like, you're going into a restaurant scenario where there's other people around. If they're not in the place to be able to be around other people who are just, like, happy to be around their families and just having a good time, then maybe they just chose the wrong place to go to.
Well,
you know,
I out of respect, because one of the things, Matt, I want to put forward, and thanks, Matt, I appreciate the phone call on this. One of the things I wanted to put forward is that, I mean, I did, when I noticed, when it became clear we were bugging them, that's when I did quiet down my family. But at no point did they make a thing. They could have moved to a different table. They could have said something in the way, could you please tell them to be a little quieter? At no point they were doing this. They were just giving us rage eye. And so that's the mistake. I mean, maybe I should have waited for someone to come up and tell us to be a little quiet. because, you know, it's one thing. Being empathetic, being something that cares about other people sometimes more than your own feelings, one of the things you do is you do pay attention, and you can sit and stare at someone. You can look at them and say, oh, that person is, you know, this person's not, you know, upset about something. And you can say, oh, are you okay? To a point, there are problems with that. And this is like one of those cases where I don't know who this person is. This person doesn't really mean that much to me, but I'm being empathetic to their cause at that point at the expense of my own enjoyment and my family's enjoyment. So is that right? I don't know. I don't think so. I will agree with you wholeheartedly, Matt, on one thing. It's like when you see someone who flips you off on the highway, you're not the reason you're flipping them off. That person has had a litany of things happen to them in their day that has set them off to where they are angry and upset, and you are just that proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. So it's kind of when I see someone who's, you know, flashing hand signals at me in a car because they're angry and furious, I always say to myself, that's not me, man. I don't know what's up with your life, but, you know, clearly things had been going downhill for a while today, and I just was the individual who became the catalyst of your anger. So that's just that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
I'm Candy Bravel.
I'm Elizabeth Sullivan.
And I'm Kelly Wagner.
Energize yourself with AM 950's Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sunday Shine Radio radiates wellness, consciousness, and curiosity.
Join me, Candy Bravel, for Green Tea Conversations at 10 a.m.
Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth at 11 a.m.
And the Being Curious Show at noon.
Our lineup focuses on igniting your own self-discovery and personal wellness.
Tune in every Sunday for Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And let us guide you on an inspirational journey each week.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, I did mention that IHOP video. If you've not seen this video, the video is coming to celebrity because not of the individual. So the video is some woman has set up a phone to capture her reaction at getting a stack of pancakes at an IHOP. I know. But she's really excited about it. All right, to each their own. In the background is this woman who is watching her, and clearly, at least from my perspective, the reaction to the pancakes is a little over the top. But so is the reaction of the woman watching the woman dance to the pancakes, where it is literally like a Jeff Dunham puppet come to life. I mean, it's this frowning, like how uncomfortable you are with other people having a good time. And I actually think that this is a you know, to a point, this is a sign of our society. That it makes people uncomfortable to see people having a good time. And not overall. I mean, I know a lot of people that love shiny, happy people, per se. But it is remarkable. As I saw this, I just, you know, it's like, wait a second here. Really? Really? Is this? I would think that. I don't know. I think the problem I have is I resent what I did. I really resent what I did. No, why should I have done that? I should have been more of a, no. If you've got a problem, go talk to the wait staff. If they come talk to us, then we'll be quiet. But or just ask for a different table. If being around us, I mean, the place is huge. If you've not been there, it's got a lot of rooms to it. So a lot of places you can go sit. And like I said, at no point, I mean, there was two parties had young children. We're talking like one-year-old kids who are, you know, crying, making noise at times. I could care less. So I'm sorry you're uncomfortable with this. But I don't think the next time I'm going to tell my kids to stop laughing and stop having fun. Part of where we are at as a society is this notion that we can't have fun anymore. And that's just wrong. And I don't want to say it so blandly. It's not like people are out there is literally the fun police. No, there's not that. But we do have this very selfish nature that unless I'm comfortable with the surroundings, then I'm not going to be happy. And this selfishness is really a characteristic that is America ugliness at its worst. Someone might say, well, Matt, couldn't you call yourself being selfish because you were being louder? Well, yeah, like I said, no one said anything to us. It was just the perception that this person had to have it quiet. I don't know how we're going to pull ourselves out of this. I honestly think that there's already clearly a substantial amount of these younger generations, millennials and Generation Z, of people who interaction with other human beings is a very painful and difficult thing to get to. I remember the first time I heard the joke about people having a cell phone and they're terrified of actually answering it, which is true. It's trying to talk a Generation Z person into making a phone call is a hoot because that's not why they've got it. But at the same time, I don't know. I think I'm going to try to enjoy myself, regardless of what other people are doing. I'm going to try to enjoy myself in my life. And if I have the privilege of having my family together and having a good time, why should I stop that? Why should I stop that? 952-946-6205. Maybe what this person could do to kind of cheer up is go catch the Northern Lights. I should say that we're supposed to have the Northern Lights all the way into the southern part of the state tonight, right? Will we see them at all in the cities? They won't really, will they? You have to kind of get out of it, don't you? But that's maybe what you need to do. Go on out there. If you do, apparently the Northern Lights tonight are going to be down way into the southern part of the state, so you can go catch them. But you, A, got to find a place that's not cloudy, and you also have to find a place out of the metro. So maybe a little late night drive and be careful, watch out for the deer. That being said, maybe that will cheer you up because maybe getting reminded of the great things that are way beyond our ability to control and how pretty they are might actually tone down your resentment about people having a good time at a restaurant. 952-946-6205. Hour two is up next.
It's the start of our favorite season in Minnesota, football season. That's right. With all the hype and action this season brings, we know things can get loud and messy quick. Before you invite your friends and family over to watch the big game, you better call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res to clean up all of those fumble moments in your home. Lucky for you, you can score big this month with great savings. Right now, you can get your entire home zero-resified from Minnesota's Ultimate Carpet Cleaner and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $149. It's also a perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month with $100 off your air duct cleaning. An air duct cleaning will help alleviate allergies and asthma. You will enjoy less dust, lower energy bills, and your home will stay cleaner longer. Schedule your appointment today at Zero Resident.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.